You are on the waves of Radio Belarus, your most reliable conductor into the political, economic, social and cultural life of Belarus. Our coherent journalistic crew offers you embracing daily highlights of the major internal and global affairs. Stay tuned in to Radio Belarus.
This is Radio Belarus International with the latest news on Belarus, briefly about the main events of the day. Lukashenko sends National Day greetings to Morocco. Delegation of China's Jilin province visits Belarus. Bill on ratification of visa waiver agreement with Uganda introduced to Belarus parliament. And now about these naughty events in more detail.
Radio Belarus. The news review.
And we start with official events. Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko, on behalf of his compatriots and personally, extended congratulations to King Mohammed VI of Morocco on the national holiday Throne Day, the press service of the Belarusian leader told the media. The King of Morocco is a promising partner for Belarus in the Maghreb region and across North Africa. I'm confident we have vast opportunities to unlock the potential of bilateral cooperation, the message reads. It is gratifying to know that our diplomatic relations span over 30 years. I reaffirm our commitment to further developing constructive Belarus-Morocco ties for the benefit of both nations, emphasized Alexander Lukashenko. The head of state wished the Moroccan monarch good health and success in realizing his plans and all Moroccans prosperity and happiness.
Newscast of Radio Belarus. Political affairs.
A delegation from China's Jilin province is visiting Belarus with a view to establishing partnerships with Belarusian counterparts. The Chinese delegation led by Liu Jinbo, vice chairman of the Standing Committee of Jilin Provincial People's Congress, began their program at the Belarusian-China Friendship Society in Minsk's House of Friendship. The Chinese official emphasized the importance of expanding bilateral cooperation across multiple sectors. Liu Jinbo said, "With great enthusiasm, we are exploring Minsk's potential for establishing mutually beneficial cooperation with Jilin province," stated Liu Jinbo. He also presented the development achievements of Jilin province, which is located in northeast China's center with Changchun as its capital. Jilin is one of China's six major forest regions with the Changbai mountain range. The province boasts 130 types of mineral resources, including coal, oil, iron ore, and gold, ranking 13th nationally in gold reserves. Key industries are automotive manufacturing, petrochemicals, food processing, pharmaceuticals, and electronics. The Chinese province has a well-developed agriculture, construction, S&T, and tourism sectors, including ski resorts.
Newscast of Radio Belarus. Economy.
Belarus is exploring China's advanced technologies for constructing energy-saving greenhouses. We learn from press service of the Belarusian Agriculture and Food Ministry. During his visit to China, Belarusian Agriculture and Food Minister Yuri Gorlov met with the president of the China Vegetable Growing Association. The negotiations also involved leading Chinese greenhouse construction companies recommended by the association. Belarusian participants, including Deputy Minister Vladimir Grakun and representatives of local vegetable producers, joined via video link. The parties discussed cooperation prospects in vegetable cultivation, particularly regarding the construction of modern energy-efficient greenhouses for year-round vegetable production. Following the talks, they agreed to organize a visit for Chinese companies to Belarus for substantive negotiations with local enterprises, the press service said.
Radio Belarus. The news review.
New export opportunities are opening up for Belarusian manufacturers in remote Russian regions, Belarusian Deputy Economy Minister Alesa Abramenko said during the ceremony to launch the Yakutia Railways branch office in Minsk. The branch office was inaugurated by Andrei Fedotov, first deputy chairman of the government of the Republic of Sakha-Yakutia of Russia. Alesa Abramenko emphasized that Belarusian manufacturers are gaining new opportunities to deliver their goods to even the most remote regions of Russia. The opening of the branch office is a crucial step toward integrating our transportation systems, she stated. We're creating a new logistics model that will boost bilateral trade, eliminate unnecessary intermediaries, reduce delivery costs. Belarusian producers should actively capitalize on these emerging prospects. The opening of the branch office will enable the operation of container trains that will significantly enhance freight volumes while cutting intermediaries from supply chains. This will reduce business costs, boost product competitiveness in Russia's Far East, and streamline logistics as delivery times will be reduced to 11 days.
Radio Belarus. The News Review.
Enterprises of Gomel region saw an increase in their export deliveries to China, Turkey, Côte d'Ivoire, and other countries in January-June 2025. Chairman of the Economic Department at the Gomel Region Executive Committee, Mikhail Akunet, said at the committee's meeting to discuss the region's social and economic development in January-June 2025. Gomel Region Governor Ivan Krupko emphasized that the results of the region's social and economic development in January-June 2025 are not just statistical data, but rather a point of reflection. They are important to understand the direction we are headed, the areas where we see positive momentum, and where risks require immediate action, he stated. In general, the region demonstrated positive dynamics. The gross regional product grew by 0.8%. Given external constraints and unstable markets, this is a good result. The key drivers of the economy were construction, trade, food services, communications, and transportation. This means the domestic consumer market is active and the service sector is gaining momentum, Ivan Krupko said.
Newscast of Radio Belarus. Social life.
The Belarusian government has submitted to the House of Representatives a bill on ratification of the agreement between the government of the Republic of Belarus and the government of the Republic of Uganda on the abolition of visas for holders of diplomatic and service passports. The agreement stipulates that citizens of the Republic of Belarus and the Republic of Uganda holding valid diplomatic and service passports shall be exempt from visa requirements for entry, stay, exit, or transit through the territory of the other party for a period not exceeding 30 days from the date of entry. However, the total duration of their stay in the territory of the other country must not exceed 90 days within 1 year.
Radio Belarus. The News Review.
Belarus economy employed over 4.14 million people in June 2025. We learn from Belarus National Statistical Committee, Belstat. The number of people employed last month increased by 27,600 people. In May 2025, 4.12 million people were employed in the country's economy. Belstat noted that maintaining the level of employment is an important task for ensuring the social well-being of citizens and sustainable economic growth.
Newscast of Radio Belarus. Finally, some sports issues.
Belarus' Alina Zmushka finished 7th in the 100-meter breaststroke final of the 2025 World Aquatics Championships in Singapore. The Belarusian placed 5th in the semifinal. In the final, Alina Zmushka clocked 105.19 to touch in 7th. The event was won by Anna Elenth of Germany. Alina Zmushka, Paris Olympics finalist and multiple World Cup swimming medalist, will next compete in the 200-meter breaststroke and 50-meter breaststroke.
Radio Belarus. The News Review.
You're listening to Radio Belarus. Every day we tell the world about the life of our country. Listen to us in Belarusian, Russian, Polish, German, English, Spanish, French, Chinese, and Arabic. Radio Belarus brings you news as well as analytic, educational, and entertaining programs for thinking and curious audiences. In them, you'll find everything you'd like to know about the country and even more. We provide our listeners with the most topical and comprehensive information. Discover Belarus together with us. You will find detailed information about us on the website www.radiobelarus.by.
Legendary women of Belarus. Katerina Wisniewska is the most famous gynecological oncologist in our country. She is a prize winner of the Council of Ministers of the USSR, a laureate of the State Prize of Belarus, academician of the Peters Academy of Sciences and Arts. American Biographical Institute awarded her gold and platinum discs. the International Biographical Center of Cambridge honored her as Person of the Year, not to mention three silver medals, International Woman of the Year, certificates for achievements in the 20th century, and 2,000 prominent persons of the 20th century. The list of her awards and achievements is endless. For 30 years, this little, fragile, graceful doctor spent many hours every day behind the surgery table, incessantly fighting against the terrible disease of cancer. She was often called Catherine the Great of Belarusian gynecological oncology for the brilliantly performed medical procedures, the thousands of lives saved, for her huge contribution to science and her strong character, which helped her contend for truth. Katerina Wisniewska was born on 25th of December in 1930 in the village of Staraya Belitsa, Gomel region. Her father, Yefim Vasilievich, taught his countrymen to read and write. In addition, he also produced various liniments for skin diseases. Ms. Wisniewska graduated from the Vitebsk Medical Institute, and right after postgraduate assignment, she went to work as a chief physician in a small regional hospital. Katerina Wisniewska developed a new method of combined treatment for cervical and uterine corpus cancer, which made it possible to prevent its recurrence. Together with other scientists, she developed a new radiotherapy device, which was recognized as an invention and applied in all healthcare institutions of Soviet Belarus, as well as in 11 oncological clinics of the USSR. The new device developed under her guidance was demonstrated at the international exhibition Nuclear Engineering for Medicine in Rome and was awarded three medals. Katerina Wisniewska's scientific innovations are laid out in more than 430 articles, which are still in demand and used by Belarusian and Russian healthcare professionals in their practice. However, Katerina Wisniewska wasn't only an outstanding scientist, a talented surgeon, but also a multifaceted public figure. She founded and supervised the construction of the Temple of Saint Sergius of Radonezh at the Mihanovich Cemetery, where her beloved husband was buried. And in 2008, the Belarusian Orthodox Church celebrated the Katerina Wisniewska's contribution to spiritual cause by presented her the medal of Saint Yefrasinov Polotsk. 3 years later, Katerina Wisniewska was awarded the title Woman of the Year, Legend.
Music Box.
Чудное мгновенье передо мной явилась ты, как мимолетное виденье, как гений чистой красоты. В томлении грусти безнадежной, в тревогах шумной суеты, звучал мне долго голос нежный, и снились милые черты. Я помню эти строки твоих нежных слов, я помню, говорила ты мне про любовь. Я помню нашу музыку и тишину, и звонок, что разбудил мою весну. Я помню, как цветы тебе дарил одной. Я помню, пригласил тебя на выпускной. Я помню эти поиски моей души. Лучше просто мне ответом напиши. Шли годы, бурь, порыв мятежный рассеял прежние мечты, и я забыл твой голос нежный, твои небесные черты. Глуши во мраке заточенья тянулись тихо дни мои, без божества, без вдохновенья, без слез, без жизни, без любви. Я помню эти строки твоих нежных слов. Я помню, говорила ты мне про любовь. Я помню нашу музыку и тишину, и звонок, что разбудил мою весну. Я помню, как
как цветы тебе дарил одной. Я помню, пригласил тебя на выпускной. Я помню эти поиски моей души.
Лучше просто мне ответом напиши.
Опять явилась ты, как мимолетное виденье, как гений чистой красоты. И сердце бьется в упоенье, и для него воскресли вновь и божество, и вдохновенье, и жизнь, и слезы, и любовь.
Я помню эти строки твоих нежных слов. Я помню, говорила ты мне про любовь. Я помню нашу музыку и тишину, и звонок, что разбудил мою весну. Я помню, как цветы тебе дарил одной. Я помню, пригласил тебя на выпускной. Я помню эти поиски моей души.
Лучше просто мне ответом напиши.
You're listening to Radio Belarus. Belarus.
Music Box.
Давайте не будем, давайте как будто бы мы встретились с вами сегодня вовсе не в первый раз. В актовом зале погромче включите звук песни неоник, которая заводит
и
вас.
И эти странные танцы — это всего лишь мгновение в разрезе вселенной миллиарда далеких звезд. Держи мою руку.
Возьми мою руку, давай с тобою нажмем на плей. Шкалящий адреналин сделает нас милей. Винтажный магнитофон крутит пластинки быстрей. I want you to stay. Под одеялом из-за облаков в моем микрокосмосе будет так легко и наплевать на всех. Возьми мою руку и крепче сожми. Музыка мой эндорфин проникает, струится каскад эмоций один на один. С моим темным началом обретаешь движение крыльев у вас за спиной. Держи мою руку, давай с тобою нажмем на плей. Шкалящий адреналин сделает нас милей. Винтажный магнитофон крутит пластинки быстрей. We'll be right back.
ты.